Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Martin, who's president and CEO of the NWFA, which stands for the National Wood Flooring Association. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you. This week, starting tomorrow, the NWFA has its annual meeting, and it's going to be down in Orlando at the Gaylord Palm Resort. So we're looking forward to that. I thought this would be a good time to do an interview just so the people who are going can know how to navigate and the things not to miss. This is the first time that this show has been under your control. I know you were there before, but you were still kind of riding shotgun with Ed Korzak. So there's been some changes. Talk a little bit about the changes for this show.
Sure, Camp. Yeah, it's been really exciting. The board of directors and the convention committee really decided they wanted to take a look at the whole show from top to bottom. And so we basically reinvented the whole thing, starting with the opening and going all the way through the closing. And we've changed things around to try to make the exhibitor experience better, to make the attendee experience better, and to really just step up our game with the show by giving it more industry-specific education, more different types of tracks. We've also opened up the attendance to architects and designers, and we've gone after that market in a couple of different ways. We added a keynote from HGTV's celebrity host, Carter Osterhaus, who is also a carpenter, so we kind of hit both audiences. Our installers will be very interested to hear him, as well as the architects and designers. So we've added some different elements like that to make the show more exciting, and I think the work of our committee in particular has really paid off. We put three subcommittees in place this year that expanded the committee from about 5 to 20 people really participating, and I think having the members participate at that level definitely has changed the look of the show. And I think the work has really paid off because we're basically sold out of our hotel block, and our attendance is up about 25%, and the number of booths is up by about 100.
They've done
a great job.
So what do you attribute the number? Do you think some of that might be the economy?
I'm not sure that the economy has had as much of an impact. It's a bit better than it was last year. I think really, you know, it's hard to come to a show unless there's a real deliverable, a return on the investment for you to come. And I think that by adding more technical education, by adding more hands-on education, by changing the structure of the expo hours to accommodate more scheduling, I think those elements really have been a draw, because I think people do need the education, and maybe they've been away for a couple of years, and once they saw what was going to be available from a session standpoint and from the exhibitors, there's been quite a bit of excitement about the relaunch of the show.
Okay, so it sounds like you've been busy. You say you've changed when the exhibit hours are. Talk about that.
Right. We wanted to make them non-competing with the education hours so that you could be in education or you could be in the trade show. We made them a little more mid-afternoon to reception time. We're actually going to close the whole show at the closing party, which will be on the Expo trade show floor. We'll be giving away a Harley-Davidson at the end of that, as well as about $45,000 in other prizes that have been donated by the exhibitors. So we really have worked hard to try to keep the people on the trade show floor and to keep them integrated, and we have a different demo going on each hour so that the longer you stay on the trade show floor, the more you're going to learn. So we're real excited to see how that turns out.
So what are the exhibit hours?
Well, our show hours this year, on Wednesday we're open from 2 to 6, and on Thursday we're open from 2 to 7.
And so the seminars are in the morning and then the trade shows in the afternoon?
Right. They dovetail each other. So you have general sessions early in the morning and then educational sessions, and then on Wednesday. And then on Thursday we have our Wood Floor of the Year Awards Luncheon, and that's where HGTV's Carter Osterhaus will be helping us with those as a draw also for the architecture and design community.
And you said a minute ago that from the very beginning it's different. Are you starting off with a keynote?
Yeah, we start off with a keynote, and we brought in Ken Schmidt, who is the former vice president of communications for Harley-Davidson. And the reason we chose Ken was because a few years ago Harley-Davidson went through some tough times, and they kind of bounced back from the brink of bankruptcy. And we thought that story would really resonate with our members because, you know, the wood flooring industry has had a pretty tough time the last few years. So to have someone come in who knows that experience and knows how to turn that around into a positive and to create a really solid brand, Harley really did come back to be one of the top brands in the world after nearly going out of business. So it's a good message and something that I think everybody in the room can learn from, whether they're a manufacturer or a distributor or a dealer contractor.
Okay, so just before we close, everything that's going on, what is it that you want to make sure most people attend? Obviously, the keynote with Ken Schmidt. What are some other things you want to make sure that they don't miss?
Yeah, this year we also added, instead of doing separate breakouts on some of the industry issues, we've kind of rolled everything in together into one forum on Thursday morning where we do really short round robin 10-minute updates from various leaders from both the flooring industry and the hardwood industry.
All right. And there's a welcome party and a closing party. So you got a pretty full agenda, don't you?
That's right. There are demos every hour on the hour. What they've done this year is made them sequential so that they'll start the project and all the way through the show it will build on itself so that by the end there's a very intricate flooring project that they can have watched develop. Also, we added a track for architects and designers because it's important for us to be able to explain to them the right way to use wood flooring, and they can get continuing education credits for attending those sessions.
Okay, great, Michael. It's good to talk to you. Again, I appreciate you giving us a rundown, and I look forward to seeing you down at the show. Again, we've been talking to Michael Martin, who's president and CEO with the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.